This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run, keeping you company on this Wednesday, 6th of March. And I'm Julian Ng, together with Sharit Abdullah. We'll take a look now at what happened in the markets yesterday. The US markets were very little change as investors appear to be waiting for details about the US-China trade deals. On the corporate front, Time Warner scored a court victory to seal its acquisition of Time Warner, also known as Warner Media today. AT&T has announced a company-wide changes.
Right, Julian. And in Asia, the market was somewhat mixed. Nikkei 225 closed down 0.4%. Shanghai Composite was up by 0.9%. Hang Seng, they closed slightly up by 0.01%. And then Singapore. How did Selangor come about? South Korea, KOSPI, and also KLCI, they went down by 0.5%.
That's right. And the National People's Congress in China is underway. Beijing has set a growth target of about 6 to 6.5% lower than the 6.6% that they achieved in 2018 and the slowest pace since 1990. I will be talking more about this at 7:30.
Yeah, and still on the light on China, I mean, their PMI coming from February, Kaizen, was about 51.1, the lowest since October, down from the 53.6 in January and hovering about the 50-point mark, which is the borderline between growth and contraction.
Also in Tokyo, the district court made a rare decision to grant bail to former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn. He was arrested, jailed and charged on allegations of financial misconduct, but has denied all allegations. And the court ruling comes after months of global criticisms of Japan's justice system, which involves long periods of detention without charge, interrogations with no lawyers present, and difficulties securing bail even in cases of non-violent crime.
Yeah, I believe it has been about 107 days since he has been detained. So in the US, President Trump has dropped up the preferential trade status for India and Turkey because, you know, apparently Turkey is now sufficiently developed. And on the India side, they have failed to give what US call equitable and reasonable market access. This move comes just week before the India election, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, now he's been boasting his foreign policy. And also, election is just coming up in April or May. And also, at the same time, one thing he has to deal with is the ongoing tension between Pakistan and India. So,
yeah, I think this downgrade of India's status is interesting because the U.S. has said that they need India to balance out China. In Greece, I remember that Greece had a debt crisis about 10 years ago, 2009, 2010. Greece has managed to raise 2.5 billion euros of paper priced at 3.9% yield. The order books topped almost 12 billion euros. 2010 was when the country was shut out of the international capital market. So a 3.9 interest rate is definitely a vote of confidence by global bond investors. And to take a deeper dive into the markets, we have joining us all the way from New York, Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander Wealth Management. Good morning, Dodge, and thanks for joining us. The Fed this week is set to release its Beige Book, a report on economic conditions. What will you be looking out for here?
Good morning. Well, first, I will be looking for whatever anecdotal information comes out with regard to our current economic conditions in absolute terms, and then relative to the Fed's perception of the impact of what's going on internationally. We want to see the Fed continue to relax its need to increase interest rates. And at the same time, we will be looking to see if their perception of our economic strength or lack of strength is at the same level as it has been. We have been strong. I'd like to see that continue. But at the same time, we'll see what balance they create between internal domestic strength versus what's going on externally and politically.
Dodge, we're seeing the effects of AT&T acquisition of Time Warner in the form of corporate restructuring and leadership shakeup. Will we see more consolidation in this industry?
Yes, we will. And it's a redefinition of the industry. When you go back in time, it always was technology versus entertainment versus consumer production. What AT&T can do, what Verizon, which used to be part of AT&T, it was supreme. It was a leader. It was a champion of technology delivering to the home. At the same time, you can deliver, but unless you have some kind of product that the consumer wants, it's irrelevant. Those two industries have now combined, and they're working out the weight of the evidence between technology and pure entertainment. We do expect to see continued consolidation as the industry, as we get to 5G, that does give more import to technology. But let's see what happens with regard to Netflix and the other side of this consolidation. But yes, we do consider this just to be the beginning of a consolidation.
Thank you. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Dodge Dolan of Lander Wealth Management. I think this trend of loosening interest rates will continue not only in other parts of the world, but the Beige Book, Dodge, is looking for some relaxation in the interest rate scene. Also, that perception or the positive perception right now of a strong economic growth in the US has to be balanced with the global growth, especially what is coming out from China, which is forecasting a structural slowdown in the growth over there. Now, talking about central banks, Sharit's Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has announced a new governor for the Philippine Central Bank, and he is Benjamin Diokno.
Yeah, Diokno, he was a budget secretary before. In this post, he advocated robust state spending to spur growth. He's seen to favor more on the lower interest rates and also, low weak currency. Central banks are watching him and found the disappointment as a surprise, and most expected Duterte to appoint one of the three deputy governors or someone from the banking sector.
That's right. There are concerns about the independence of the country's institution. He was recently accused by the opposition members in Philippines of using his power to benefit his in-laws, a construction company. So as a result of this, the peso has seen, the peso has been strong over the last year, but yesterday it fell sharply in more than 6 months. And I think that this is a theme that will continue to play out, not only in the Philippines, but in other parts of ASEAN as well, to see whether there is independence in our institutions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.